About to get into a brand new episode of Klein Alley's show, but first let's tell you about our good friends at the finest airport that ever was and ever will be.
The San Bernardino International Airport. Especially when there's summer travel plans, it can get expensive at these airports. That's why you gotta go to this airport where parking is just $5 a day.
Plus, you got those easy trips, San Francisco or Provo, Utah. Maybe you didn't plan anything this summer. See how easy it is.
Don't be one of those people who has to pack your patience. Go to San Bernardino International Airport.
Okay, enough shilling. And now it's time to get into a brand new episode of Klein Alley's show.
Is the world famous K-Rock.
USA! USA! USA!
We're not in it.
USA!
We're out.
USA!
We're change that crowd to say Argentina or something. It's K-Rock with Klein Alley Show. Good morning. How the hell goes it? If you need us, phones are open. Actually, no, they're not. They're not open now, but they will be again in a moment because we got to go ahead and clear out some of these lines. Everyone wants to go to Disneyland, and I don't blame you. Four tickets will be yours if I pick up your call right now. And then we send you to one of the happiest places on planet Earth. And that is Disneyland. And we say good morning to caller 20, which puts us in Ontario, California. Is this Marco?
Yes, it is.
Marco, you are caller 20.
Awesome. Thank you very much.
Congratulations. Sweet divots to you. And enjoy your time in Disneyland. Who are you bringing with you?
I'm bringing the family. They finally need a trip out.
Do you have just two kids and a significant other, or do you have to leave one of your least favorite kids at home or something?
No, it turns out we got two and one, so it worked out perfect. Thank you.
Yeah. When you're planning how many kids you're going to make, you should think about if I win a four-pack of tickets to Disneyland.
It's always a four-pack. And when you go on rides, a lot of times four is the perfect number.
Yeah.
My advice to you would be if you go to Disneyland during the summer, don't bitch out and be the poncho people. It's hot outside.
Yeah,
there's
wet.
A lot of great water rides. Just get wet and enjoy yourself. You'll dry up again.
Oh, that's the plan. Thank you, guys.
You're very welcome. Hold on 1 second. Enjoy those tickets. We'll have more for you coming up at noon today, and then we'll do it again tomorrow until we get every single one of you into Disneyland. Let's make that happen. This hour on the show, Allie and I both confronted our wives with a conversation about hall passes.
They went very differently, I guess.
Yeah, I haven't heard your audio yet. I know how mine went, and have not even...
You haven't heard anything this
haven't
morning?
Haven't heard anything since led to a disagreement last night. Went to bed quiet, silently, and have woken up and there's been no exchange this morning. So once again, thanks, show, for ruining my personal life.
Welcome.
We will get to that coming up this hour on the show. Also, a little man versus machine. Do humans stand the chance against the robot overlords that are taking over? We are in the middle of a heat wave, so a lot of people... turning to AI to save their lives. And we'll figure out if us humans have better ideas than the robots as to ways to, quote, beat the heat. We'll officially ask AI, how can you beat the heat? Is it even beatable? And we will see if humans or robots reign supreme for another week. That'll all be coming up this hour on the show. Plus Evanescence tickets if you want to go on Saturday to the Kia Forum for that show. We'll make that happen for you. Lots of reasons to keep it locked on K-Rock this morning. And then we're here as well. And that will all continue after Incubus on KROQ. Serious question, because there's, I guess, a movie coming out about celebrity hall passes. So people are discussing this whole concept again. I know it's an old thing, and there was a movie years ago. I think it was called Hall Pass. It was like a funny movie, I think. And it was the whole idea about can a marriage stand up or survive the whole concept of, yeah, what the hell? You're going to Vegas. You can have a hall pass. And then there's the celebrity hall pass concept, which is even more preposterous because the reality is most people in the world are never going to encounter or be anywhere near these, quote, celebrities. We live in a place where maybe that's a possibility. I mean, it is possible. If you think about if you lived in Southern California for any amount of time, maybe at some point you did encounter a famous person somewhere, and then you're like, if they happen to be, oh my God, what are the odds? I ran into Mario Lopez. That's my celebrity hall pass.
He's also in the clearance section at Target.
Hey, Mario Lopez, you're my hall pass. So the question really is, if that is a real thing and if you've agreed to that, or if that can even happen.
Who is the hall pass? Is it a specific person or a genre?
Oh, genre? That's a thing you can do? What does that mean, genre? You can do a genre pass?
Well,
female.
No,
that's my hall pass.
The genre of ladies.
I have the genre. I thought you agreed to this.
Lady pass.
Or like the cast of...
Oh, you could take a show pass.
Right.
Show pass.
A show.
Oh, if I run into anyone from the... Because the odds...
Or anyone I had a crush on growing up. Like any celebrities that I had a celebrity crush on.
Well, you probably couldn't have gotten them when they were in their heyday, but now it's been
a while. Jonathan Taylor Thomas, I think, just hangs out at a bar in Silver Lake. I could probably knock that out.
Right. Yeah, that girl from Small Wonder is probably like 60 now. I'll probably have my way with her.
Probably hit it.
Yeah.
So some of these are not that out of reach.
That's the thing, though, is that if you finally got to the point where it was possible, because I did have a encounter with Pam Anderson, and it was a more of a modern day Pam Anderson as opposed to a, you know, more of a Mayday than a Heyday, you know?
The modern day no eyebrows one?
Not that modern day, but less.
Before she started not wearing makeup?
Not prime Pam Anderson, but I felt like, man, that would have been such a, you know, bucket list thing. Not that it would have ever happened, but then I thought to myself, but it's not nearly.
When you say encounter, do you mean you were just in the same room with her, or was there a possibility?
It was just the two of us together somewhere.
Doing what?
Waiting for our cars at the
valet.
At the valet.
Okay. Did you say anything?
I did. Yeah, we had a nice chat.
What did you say?
I'm not going to go into what I don't remember what I said specifically.
Did you make a car joke?
No.
Yeah.
You totally did.
I said, are you going to get in it or just roll around on the front of it and pose? I didn't say that. I thought about saying that. No, but the question
is... Did a nice car pull up and you're like, that's me. Just kidding.
No, I didn't. Say that. Luckily, her car pulled up first, so okay. I didn't have to get into that. And she tried to back it over me on the way out. But the real question is, has it happened? Where do you have? Maybe you have an agreement with your boyfriend, girlfriend, husband, wife, whatever. What is the agreement? That's question one. Question two is,
Has it ever played out?
Has anyone ever? I was curious, in real life scenario, because we talk to a lot of people, you can be anonymous if you need to be. You're not going to out-freak the person we talked to yesterday about the gummy worms, so don't worry.
Yeah.
You're playing for second place on this one. But has it ever happened, and what was the fallout of it? Was the fallout good, bad? Is the whole idea of the hall pass situation that you don't have to ever speak of it, so it's kind of like, this was agreed to ahead of time. They probably agreed to it because they never thought it would happen, but now I'm going to make it happen. A lot of questions. And then Allie and I both confronted our wives yesterday with some damning audio where we discussed the concept. And we'll play that for you after we get back from this quick break, and we'll hear your stories next at 800-520-1067. That is. This is a cautionary tale as I'm reading some of the texts coming through and people on the phones at 800-520-1067 as we discuss this concept of the hall pass, which is nothing new, but it's coming back now because I guess there's some movie that's coming out. It's called so-and-so something celebrity hall pass. But anyway.
It's called so-and-so something celebrity hall pass.
I don't know. We're not promoting the movie. I don't even know what it's called, but
sounds
good. There's been a lot of conversation.
Until you interview them on the golf course, I don't care.
657 says, I got a hall pass for my wife to go out with the boys and drink as much as I want. Only if I got with any girls, she would find out, and she said she would burn all my stuff, so I was scared, and I didn't even drink that night. So that's, once again, not a real hall pass, but someone claims that they did have a friend that had a celebrity hall pass with the rapper Genuine.
Oh, wow.
The singer, Genuine.
I feel like that could happen.
He came to a club one day to perform, and they ended up sleeping together.
Whoa.
And then she was all excited to tell her man that it happened, and when he found out, he divorced her.
Oh, damn.
And she's going, whoa. I thought this was, he was the good, he was
on. Oh, you can plead that in court. Hall pass.
He was the approved Genuine. You said I could sleep with Genuine.
I love that she was excited to tell him.
I can't wait to tell him. I slept with Genuine.
I cheated on you with Genuine.
But I guess that's, once again, not cheating because that was a conversation that was had. And
yeah, so.
We're learning the pros and the cons of the hall pass. In a moment, you're going to hear Allie and I have a very difficult conversation with our wives. Hi, Josh on K-Rock. Good morning.
Hey, how's it going, Clint?
What can we do for you?
So my kitchen pass, because I'm so old, that's what it was called back in the day, not the hall pass. My kitchen pass is Chloe Sevigny. And like 2015, I was driving for Uber, and I told my girlfriend at the time, I was so out of my mind that I thought I was going to go to L.A. and give rights to all the stars, and I was going to remake this scene from this movie, Kids, and pick up Chloe Sevigny. And I,
isn't that the movie where everyone got AIDS?
Yes, it is.
You want to recreate the movie where everyone got AIDS?
Hey, it's me, Casper.
I'm going to recreate the scene where she got into the cab after she finds out that she got AIDS. But what ends up happening?
What a weird fantasy scene to recreate.
And this is all in your kitchen pass?
And you told this to her?
Yeah. How else are you going to introduce Chloe Sevigny to your girlfriend at the time?
Well, uh-huh.
I kid you not, my first night driving Uber, this is what I told, you know, my girlfriend before I went out there. I kid you not, I picked up Chloe Sevigny.
Did she tell you that she had AIDS?
I was trying to play it cool, but she was with the boyfriend at the time.
Ah, I'm really ruined your plan.
Yeah. Yeah,
that is interesting, though, that you have, if you, even just to encounter the person that you have the hall pass with. I mean, there's no chance anyone's ever gone up to a celebrity and said, "You're my." I'm sure it actually probably does happen. You're my hall pass. They probably hear that some, the
probably Brad happens to some comedian, and they're like, "I'll sleep with you."
Right, like that's the thing. I mean, if anyone ever said to me, "You're my hall pass," I guess it's got to work for both parties because the hall pass has to go. All right, I mean, the odds of it all lining up and working out are so rare.
Right, the other person has to either be single or they have to have you as a hall pass.
So, Allie, I don't know how your conversation went with your wife.
Well, but, in my scenario, we didn't really have an issue because we do think that it's so unrealistic that it's easy to say it's totally fine.
If there were a couple celebrities or people that we had hall passes for, who would they be for you?
We already know.
Is it just Taylor Swift?
I don't know.
Garbage smells.
I know, it really smells.
Sorry, we were having an issue with our garbage. We had to change.
The middle of this conversation? You're having a conversation by a stanky garbage can?
I had.
Whenever you think things are going to get lesbian,
I know.
Hot,
it's
like,
unbelievable.
It's such a letdown every single time.
Every single time. Man. I get so excited. I try to forget what Allie looks like. And I'm like, here we go now. It's getting somewhere. Oh, man, the garbage can really stinks.
I know, it really smells.
Now she's changing the garbage as we.
Oh, God. That house is gross. Just gross.
And it has three cats.
This whole thing with Jackie Antonoff and Margaret Qualley is like all those whatever's going around. I was like, maybe I can have an affair with Jackie Antonoff.
Oh, so you go with a guy.
Oh, they're just, I don't know. I'd be a little curious.
If you got Jack, could I have Margaret?
Sure.
Well, if I had a list, would you be opposed to checking off the list?
Celebrities are on limits.
On limits?
Off. Yeah. Wait. They're not off limits. They're on.
Jedi mind trick.
Whoa. Once again, what she is doing is genius because I don't know what the rule is, but she's obviously said something.
Right.
Celebrities are on limits, not off limits.
Double. Exactly. Anyone's game is what she's saying.
Until you did it, in which case she's like, I said they're not on limits.
Right.
And you're like, what?
I don't know about the limits. Do you have AIDS?
What is happening here?
So I can have sex with any celebrity?
If I can.
Any celebrity is fine?
Yeah, why wouldn't it be fine?
What?
Right?
That's crazy.
Any celebrity.
That means, like, what is a celebrity? Like, someone that was on The Bachelor? They're walking around the streets.
Thank you. This is what I asked.
What level of celebrity? Like,
I mean,
D-list?
Like, D? No. It has to be, like, A-B.
A-B celebrities.
Any A or B-lister?
Yeah.
And man or woman?
Yeah.
Right. No, I like that.
Do you have someone in mind?
I mean, really, it's just any A-lister.
Right? I mean, anybody that... It was an A-lister that I could sleep with.
You'd rather have sex with an ugly A-lister than a super attractive D-lister?
I don't... Yeah, probably.
Really?
I mean,
my God.
Who's an unattractive A-lister? Al Pacino?
Yeah, there's some old A-listers out. Yeah, there's a ton. Steve Buscemi's a great unattractive A-lister.
I'd probably have sex with him.
Just because you
just
know the story?
Why would they be off limits?
So what if it's people we know?
I don't want you cheating on me.
Yeah, but if there's a hall pass.
Why is there a hall pass?
It's what like a someone you've always wanted to sleep with. Like, is there someone in your past that you've always wanted to sleep with?
No, I slept with everybody.
Oh, my God. Jesus, for the win, huh?
Yeah, glad to be sloppy 500s.
If you have the opportunity to sleep with Taylor Swift, then you should take it.
Well, yeah.
Forget about me.
I know.
And I will forget about you.
With who?
Anybody.
So there it is. There's the end of it.
So she's got one very unattainable, massive A-lister on her list, and you can have anyone who's, quote, classified as a celebrity on the A or B list?
Yeah.
Pretty, I mean, that opens
pretty
up
good
a
conversation.
Lot. For you, yeah.
But it seems like people we know are off limits.
But you don't know any celebrities. Why don't you just tell Vanessa?
I don't think a hall pass has to just be a celebrity.
Yeah, why don't you tell Vanessa just to start booking people on our show that are A's or B-listers you want to have sex with?
Okay.
Because then you'll have a chance to meet them. Because that's the whole thing, too. Yeah, book Steve Buscemi for next week, Vanessa. He's got some new project coming out, I'm sure.
He's going to be in that weird, stupid hall pass movie.
Yeah. Let's get in here.
So how did your conversation go?
Not good. This is how it started.
Did you figure out all that?
Would you ever let me have sex with Sydney Sweeney if I met her?
You're recording me.
So what's the point of this?
You're recording me, so what's the point of this?
She's game for anything.
I'm just asking, with that.
But you're recording.
Do you believe in hall passes?
Yes, for me.
Oh.
Who would you want? Sydney Sweeney?
No.
You can have Sydney Sweeney.
I've now given her the hall pass of Sydney Sweeney.
Yeah, but she doesn't want that. Why wouldn't you let her tell you what she wants?
I don't want Sydney Sweeney.
Right.
Let's make that a fair deal. We can both have Sydney Sweeney.
No. What's the point of this bit that you're doing?
She's not a fan.
Are you, just out of curiosity, when they immediately say you're recording, are you holding up a phone to her face?
No.
Are you,
the
how
phone
obvious
is on, the
are
phone
you?
Trying to be discreet, man.
I'm trying to be discreet. The phone is
like
on.
Like a mic flag in her face in bed, or what?
Do you have one of these on-air lights in the room it turns on?
I mean, Jesus.
On air.
Can't be incognito in any way.
I had her come on, meet me at the podium, and that's where this conversation happened.
You had to do that collapsing?
Yeah, I said, wait till I'm.
Back to one.
It was, I had my phone resting on my chest. I didn't. I thought it was incognito, and we're sitting there watching TV. And I said, "Great, I'll just mention casually this conversation."
What's the point of this bit that you're doing?
It's not. It's not a bit we're doing. We're having a conversation.
A bit.
No, it's a conversation.
For what? What's the topic
based
about
on
there?
Hall passes.
That's not even who you'd want your hall pass to be.
Oh.
So she says that's not who I would want my hall pass to be. She thinks she knows.
Who? It's not who I would want.
Me.
Who would you want?
You would want me.
That's not a hall pass, it's my whole way.
You would want you to be her hall pass? No.
She thinks I would want her to be my hall pass. And I said, that's not a hall pass, that's a hall way.
That's just you having sex with your wife.
Right.
That's no pass.
It's not a joke.
Right. So...
Wait, so does she think that you would prefer, like, Emily Radziskowski or something?
Well, that's a good one. I should have mentioned her.
I know. When they ask, like, who, you're like, oh, my God, who wouldn't it be?
Right, right. But, you know, the odds, once again, I think that the odds, everyone just plays the fact that it'll never happen. So it's one of those, quote, harmless fantasies.
Totally.
And we're just trying to figure out if it's ever happened.
Well, the same way that you masturbate to me, why would you masturbate to me?
She thinks that you think of her while you masturbate?
Yeah, because one time she caught me and she said, what are you looking at? And I said, your Instagram.
What?
You clearly were not, right?
No, I wasn't.
Yeah.
Okay. It was a different person.
Who is thinking about their own significant other when they're pleasuring themselves? That's
right.
Your chance to think about anything but that person.
Right, exactly. And but now,
get recorder tonight and tell her that.
Call the truth.
All right. And how do you have a question?
Meet me back in the recording studio for some more hidden audio. So anyway, hall pass is looking sharp in our future. Wow, a lot of warnings of things that went backwards on the text line. It's K-Rap. We are Klein Alley Show. Man vs. Machine next. Consider this a warning. It is going to get super hot in all parts of Southern California today. Temperatures in triple digits. I believe a little bit after the show today, Jake will be roaming the streets with Moist Joyce, doing some pit stops to make sure people have the right amount of deodorant on a day like today. It's a PSA, a little BO PSA, so to make sure that you're not stanking up all of SoCal because you're not dressed appropriately and you're not wearing the right amount. Sometimes you got a double layer, triple layer of a deodorant. Sometimes people even bring it with you. I think Jake's going to be handing out sticks of deodorant today to people that stank. So
I think that's a good next level thing to do, help people.
And then I think if the people, do we have the stickers ready to go? I believe anyone who's been PIT approved gets to wear a sticker all day, like a smog check sticker that says that their BOs were checked and approved.
Pass the test.
So that's exciting. That'll be happening through the streets later today. So be on the lookout for that. And a reminder, if you're getting ready for the day, put on enough deodorant. But meanwhile, a lot of people are turning to AI to help them beat the heat, and we will get into a round of man versus machine in a moment to see if us humans stand a chance against the robot overlords when it comes to all things heat wave. Here we go.
questions that were asked to the AI overlords that will eventually rule us all, and then we as humans will try to see if we even stand a chance anymore with just regular human intelligence. First question is for DJ Omar Khan, who is a human, last I checked, although he does seem to be the most... usually he's like step for step with the robot in most of his answers. So the question is, a lot of people are saying how to beat the heat, got to beat the heat.
Yeah.
We asked that AI, what is the best way? What is one way that you could, quote, and should beat the heat? And what do you think as a human is the most important way to beat the heat, Omar?
Well, the best way is going to be to visit your local Costco, because not only are you going to get free snacks, free samples, but they have that excellent freezer where they keep all the, you know, like eggs and strawberries and all that.
Eggs.
You just cruise around there and then,
And you cruise, go to the Costco because you can eat.
Yeah, you could eat and then go into the little freezer section, you know, where they keep the
eggs.
Right.
And then just chill out there. And then you could go get some more snacks and then go back and cruise around and you could stay cool for a very long time inside of the Costco.
All right. Omar says go to Costco. That's the best way to beat the heat. If you're not a member, I don't know how you're going to figure that out.
You go in and say you're going to have a prescription filled.
Oh, is that what you said?
Or you can buy alcohol there for no. You don't have a membership.
And then you just go hang out in the freezer?
Yeah.
Cool.
No, right. That won't raise any alarms.
Nothing sad about that.
When is he going to pick up his prescription?
I'm lost.
It's just sitting on the cucumbers.
So,
all right, here's what the robot right said. What's the best way to beat the heat?
If you're trying to stay cool during a hot day, the most effective strategy are to keep your core body temperature down and stay hydrated, so drink plenty of water throughout the day. If you're sweating heavily, include an electrolyte drink or eat foods rich in potassium and sodium.
Well, the robot says it has nothing to do with location. It has to do with what you're putting in your body to keep your core temperature down. That is the only way to, quote, actually beat the heat. So I like Omar's answer better.
Yeah, me too.
For so many reasons.
Even drinking water, I feel like, does nothing when you're this hot.
Then you're going to just pee all day.
Yeah.
I think point human on that one. So good job, Omar.
Thank you.
Forget about that lame-ass robot with his electrolyte potassium jibber-jabber. Allie, next question. You know, Omar mentioned going to Costco, but we did ask AI, where is the best place if you want free AC? You don't want to pay for air conditioning. Feels great, but it sucks when you're paying for it at your place. So where, according to the AI technology, should you go if you are looking for basking in the glory of free AC?
Yeah, I mean, I hesitate to say Costco again, but you're right. You do have to have a membership, so you do have to pay for that. If it was just today, museums are free on Wednesdays, and they have great AC and a lot of
space. Museums are free on Wednesdays?
Yeah.
Is that like a known thing?
No, maybe.
Did you make that? Did you make that up, or is that a real thing?
I think it's true.
Hey, you really are El Cheapo.
Every Wednesday,
I think so.
Like LACMA and MoCA and all those.
Every museum
LACMA,
is free.
LACMA, MoCA, Frappe, all of them.
All on Wednesdays. All the museums?
I'm pretty sure.
No, LACMA is not free on Wednesdays.
All right. It's probably free on Wednesdays.
Jake just said it's not. You don't know what you're talking about.
Museums are free on Wednesdays.
What about that?
It says with a valid ID, you can visit weekdays after 3 p.m.
No. No, that's not true, guys.
Allie, where did you come up with this? Now?
I feel like I see it all the time.
You see it all the time where?
Signs outside the museum.
This is what the robot said.
If you're just looking to cool off without spending much, go to a public library. Quiet, comfortable, free Wi-Fi, restrooms, and reliable air conditioning. Plus, you can meet a bum showering in the water fountain.
Yeah.
Win-win.
See, that's why I didn't say library, because the library itself is musty. It smells like books.
Yep.
And, you know, the Wi-Fi, yeah, but it's old. And then you've got anytime you go in the bathroom, it's gross in there.
Yeah, but clearly the robot gets the point, because what you said doesn't even make sense.
The museums are free on Wednesdays.
The museums have a similar smell to the library, but it smells,
but there's bigger spaces and there's not a lot of people in there. So you have a lot of ventilation and you can walk around in there for hours and no one would ask any questions.
A ton of people rushing there now for the, quote, free museum day that Allie mentioned. A final question goes to Jake. I believe a robot gets a point on that one. Humans got a point. So, Jake, this comes down to you, man. The future of humanity comes down to this. Everyone likes to talk about how it's so hot you can cook an egg in the street. And today's one of those days that I think you could cook an egg in the street. But other than the boring...
Eggs!
That's my favorite. Other than the boring eggs.
Eggs.
What is something else that you could cook in the street, and it would be delicious. We asked the AI technology, but you get to go first.
Easy. Grilled mustard sandwich. You can almost taste the street.
So you're saying take your recipe for mustard sandwich.
And make it a grilled mustard sandwich?
Or any grilled sandwich.
Like you just put it on the street? Is that how you do it?
Yeah, you like use like a flattener and make it like a panini. Yeah, yeah.
All right, this is what the robot said.
Cookie dough bakes into a soft cookie over several hours. Street cookies for the win.
Yeah, I think you're right. I think the robot got that one. Damn it. Damn it, Jake.
Mustard sandwich.
Let us down again.
There's a lot of museums that are free on Wednesdays.
Name one.
The Autry Museum.
The Autry Museum?
The Natural History Museum of L.A. County. The Plaza Cultura de Artes. I'm just looking it up. There's a lot, okay? Just saying.
Jake will be posting his recipe for the street mustard sandwich on our Instagram if you're interested in
how
making
is that
today.
The less stupid thing.
Autry Museum's not free. It's the first Wednesday.
Okay, shut up! They're free on Wednesday!
Go take a break.
If you show up today, you're going to get in.
We have news next, and then your Evanescence tickets coming up on K-Rock. Hey, Rock, we are Klein Alley Show. We'll get into some ADD news in just a moment, and then we'll make it all worth your while throughout the morning with a variety of gifts, cavalcade of presents and bribery. But first, Allie, go ahead and accept this. You think this will be a compliment or a complaint about the show?
Ooh, gosh, it's a real toss-up. I would say let's go with compliment.
All right, it is definitely the odds-on not favorite, but Allie says this could be a compliment. Let's find out together.
Hey, good morning, guys. Just wanted to give you a quick shout-out, say thank you guys for so much for the laughs. I'm actually kind of been going through some tough times lately, going into my first couples therapy session with my spouse this week. And
welcome to our world.
Yeah, that happens on a regular basis over here.
It's a slippery slope.
We get it.
Possibly be heading for a divorce here soon, but just wanted to let you guys know that you guys really have been giving so many laughs towards not just me, but I'm sure so many people. So just thank you guys, all y'all on the show. You guys really know how to, you know, make somebody's day. If they're not having a good day, you guys know how to make their day right. So sweet dips, keep doing what you're doing. Love y'all so much.
If your life is currently falling apart, then we do seem like a better option than what you are dealing with. And we're happy to be that other option.
I can't believe I was right. It was a compliment. I'm still waiting for him to pivot and give us an insult.
Oh, I stopped the message about 20 seconds short. But I think he goes on to say Jake's annoying.
Oh, well.
Anyway, let's get into this, your news, and then a brand new hour of the show can officially begin.
Grab your Adderall. It's time for ADD News.
One of the coolest people to ever live is Sully Sullenberger. You don't need to do anything the rest of your life because you're the guy that landed a plane on the Hudson River. And I think he did so drunk, did he not?
No, you're getting confused
drunk
with that movie.
What are you talking about?
Oh, that was the Upside Down guy.
Allie gets so confused.
Oh, my God.
Allie, I'm telling you right now, guys, I know that she's about to say that Sully has dementia or whatever.
Hell?
But I think Allie's got it first.
And no, I just get mixed up.
And she is confusing the Denzel Washington movie with what happened in real life.
Oh, but that also happened in real life, right?
No, that was a movie.
I know it was a movie, but wasn't it based on a true story?
I don't think so. About a pilot that got drunk and landed a plane upside down?
I think so.
I don't know about it. Yeah, Allie is out of her mind.
Apparently Sully Sullenberger is as well, because he just shared that he has
must
been
be contagious, and you caught it, because Jesus Christ.
With Alzheimer's disease. He's 75 years old.
Alzheimer's, not dementia.
Yeah.
I don't know the difference.
You got mixed up.
What are the two of those? What's the difference between Alzheimer's and dementia?
Dementia is basically where you kind of forget where you are. You're confused about your surroundings. Alzheimer's is more forgetting who you are, where stories about your life, people that you know, your family members. They are similar, but Alzheimer's is more memory related.
Which one's worse? Like, if you had to pick which one you don't want.
I've heard dementia is worse.
It's the worst
just because
one.
It affects more.
Uh-huh. Sometimes
things.
You forget how to like take care of yourself.
Yeah.
You know, go to the bathroom and stuff. You just forget. You just don't know how.
It's crazy. You just kind of forget everything. And Alzheimer's is more like specific memories of your life, the people you know. Like, I would look at you and call you maybe my son one day because I would get you mixed up with other men in my life.
It's like that Men in Black thing where they zap your memory.
Yeah, basically.
Mm.
And then sometimes
it comes
back.
Was that real too, Allie? Was that based on a real movie?
That was a real movie.
Okay,
with Denzel Washington, as I recall.
No, it's not. It's Will Smith. You racist.
So he said, for now, this means, so he's in the early stages, and he said, this means a name might come easily to me. might not come easily to me. I might forget a story I recently told, or I don't sleep as well. Basically, things that happen to everybody. But he said he's still at the beginning of this long journey. And I just think when it does get bad, there needs to be somebody telling him every day.
What he did.
This is what you did.
Yeah,
like
legend.
Memento, like tattoo it on your chest and say, like, this is what happened.
It's cool when you're a guy like that that did something that's so well-known and heroic because no one else is going to forget it. So they'll just constantly be like, hey, you're the man. And he'll be like, why is everyone saying I'm the man today?
Right.
Which is much better than being a person that is a total asshole that has dementia and everyone's like, I hate you. Why does everyone hate me?
Or if you get it, I could always tell you every day, like, you landed a plane on the Hudson upside down drunk.
I'm going to make the same announcement that he made because now you guys won't give me such a hard time. I don't remember coworkers' names that work here. You guys made me feel like I'm a total ass because I can't remember.
He has early onset Alzheimer's.
Yeah, I
don't
got
worry.
It too. So
he's in the early stages.
Which one of us wouldn't like to publicly announce that just so that we don't feel bad every time we run into someone out in the public and we're like,
by the way,
I
might have a touch of Alzheimer's.
We all probably got it. We're getting it. We got it.
There are plenty of license plates that are banned every year for being too sexually explicit or inappropriate or suggestive. And rarely does the DMV issue their own inappropriate license plates. But this did just happen to a senior citizen, and she didn't even have to pay extra for it. This is a pretty great story because it was all natural, and she does want to get rid of it, though I don't think she should.
When Nancy Delastrida went to collect her mail, she got quite the surprise, a new license plate with her vehicle registration renewal.
And I looked at it, and I said, I don't think so.
The plate reads SQZ-A55, but from a distance, those 55s can be read as S's. Well, you get the picture.
Now, hold on. Let me do some math here. I got to solve this. Is it squeeze ass?
It's squeeze ass.
Squeeze ass? Oh, man.
Squeeze blank.
Awesome.
Okay.
I don't think a woman that lives in a senior community that's going to be 77 years old next month will be driving around with what this plate has to say.
The plates become the talk around her retirement community, especially the men.
Watch up, squeeze ass. Get over here, sweet cheeks.
Oh,
it's going to be great. She can't send it back,
no,
right?
You got to keep it. Got to keep it.
It's the greatest license plate since Ass Man on Seinfeld.
And this is the DMV issuing it.
I know.
How amazing. Great is that?
Had you requested that, like when Jake got his
OK
license,
no.
They would have rejected it because they reject anything that even looks a little bit offensive.
Yeah, exactly.
Squeeze ass. That's awesome. Are they still made by prisoners' license plates? Or
yeah,
that's not happening? That's a prisoner with a funny sense of humor.
Mm-hmm.
That's
Wait,
a prisoner.
So they don't make it up, though. They just give them the letters and numbers, right?
No, I think they get to make them up, and I bet you
they don't just make it up.
Yeah, they do.
I'm going to do squeeze ass, and I'll give it to this woman in a senior citizen.
Let me tell you something. You know, I said you always got to have a prison skill on the ready in case you get locked up.
Funny license.
That would be mine. I would be that guy. I mean, come get over here. I got a bunch of funny
we
ways.
We can't shank that guy. He's the squeeze ass guy.
That's okay. Get up and squeeze ass.
The World Cup has affected our wallets. It's affected our productivity. But how has it affected our dating lives? Apparently a lot. Not only do they predict a World Cup baby boom 9 months from now, but also and it's because of all the international hookups. It's also happening during those 3-minute hydration breaks. That is the main motivator for people. They have noticed that the Tinder and Hinge activity during those 3-minute hydration breaks skyrockets as much as 55%.
Ooh.
So, yes, it's good for the players to get a little juice, but it's also nice for people who have 3 minutes to just take a little swipey swipe.
Wow.
And apparently that's causing more hookups.
Yeah, and imagine now that Spain has made it to the finals. I mean, there's going to be a lot of them Spanish babies running around. The French ones, not so much. I feel like that didn't go so well yesterday. And a lot of people I know, especially people that were rooting hard, are very depressed right now.
Seeing French people sad and crying really hit me more than I... Like, there was a little French girl crying, and I was like, oh, it's like Les Mis.
Yeah. There's something about it. I don't know why. There's other countries.
Exactly. Blue.
But, we move on, and we'll forget about this whole thing in a couple of days anyway, right?
Oh, yeah, we won't care.
Get into a brand new hour of the show. We do it next. It's Klein Alley Show. Good morning.